After the teenager allegedly shot the officers using a semi-automatic handgun, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett asked for more state and federal help to control guns in Milwaukee. Milwaukee Police Chief Nan Hegarty says her officers are trying to confiscate more illegal weapons.
The problem that we experience, though, is that the gun industry continues to pump additional firearms into our society. The officers are doing all they can to take illegally possessed firearms off the street.
Hegarty says the gun apparently used to shoot the officers was legally purchased by a 24-year-old at a suburban gun store, then illegally given to the teenager. Hegarty says one solution would be to crack down on rapid-fire handguns.
You know, some time ago we had the Brady Bill in Washington where at least it limited the size of the clips that people could buy. You know, you have to look at the amount of violence in this country and compare it to other countries that don't have the liberal gun laws that we have.
But the Wisconsin pro-gun movement claims not to be feeling any additional heat from the high-profile shootings of the two police officers. Movement director Jim Fendry says it would be wrong to make it harder for law-abiding people to own guns.
They're not interested in killing. What they're interested in doing is saving their life or maybe a family member's life.
But there could be at least more political debate over guns. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle said this week that he still backs the idea of letting cities like Milwaukee have tougher gun laws than what's on the books elsewhere in the state. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.